This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Coming up on Saturday, the second annual International Overdose Awareness Day event with ADAPT Integrated Healthcare. Cindy Hedrick in from ADAPT. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So talk about, first of all, the day itself. It sounds like this is an international thing.
Yep. Every year, it's a global recognized day on August 31st, where we are honoring those who have lost lives to overdose.
And talk about that as it applies to Oregon. I know there's some numbers out there that are kind of startling to a lot of people.
Yeah, actually last year in 2023, there were 1,851 individuals who we lost to drug overdose. And that was actually up almost 500 deaths compared to the prior year. So we do have a significant number we are losing to drug overdose in our state and in our local regions.
And I know it seems like it goes in waves sometimes.
It can, yeah. And a lot of that depends on kind of what the drug supply is and how that changes. But we definitely have been seeing throughout the years and the changes in with increasing fentanyl, particularly out there, that we are having more deaths, even with reduced drug use overall. That's a possibility, but more deaths as a result of higher potent drugs.
And we had coming through at one point anyway, that carfentanil that was a lot more potent than even fentanyl.
Yeah, carfentanil is an analog of fentanyl. There's several analogs out there, some more potent than fentanyl and some less potent. And lots of times we don't really know what's in the drug supply. And a lot of these fake pills that are going around contain a lethal dose of fentanyl. And the DEA actually told us this past year, it's about 7 in 10 pills, fake pills that are on the market, contain a potentially lethal dose of fentanyl, which is quite scary. It's not just threatening those who are regularly using drugs, but those who might, you know, look for a pill of Xanax in a way that's not through a pharmacy for a short-term fix, that then they realize, well, it's a little too late because they actually was laced with fentanyl.
Yeah, I've heard about that, and certainly I'm aware of some of those situations where people kind of walked into it not being a regular user at all.
Yeah, absolutely. It really can happen to anyone, and that's really what the message is more and more these days, that we want to make the general public aware that even if you don't necessarily use substances yourself, the risk is really high, especially among our youth these days, because they are a population who will seek sources of pills through, like, social media, for example, which are never legitimate sources from a pharmacy, and those have a high risk of overdose. So we're actually seeing a rapid increase in lives lost among our youth from fentanyl poisoning.
And you go to parties and sometimes, not to pick on younger people, but it tends to be the case sometimes that they'll take pretty much anything put in front of them.
Yeah, and one of those peer pressure situations, but also just not understanding the scene. And so, again, it comes back to the education and what is out there. How do we give them the skills to say no to these substances and to their friends who may be encouraging them to use them?
So to commemorate this, you've got a special event, second year for it, out at Stewart Park Saturday. Talk about what's going to be going on.
Yeah, so on the actual International Overdose Awareness Day on August 31st, that's Saturday this year, this coming Saturday, we will be out at Stewart Park at the large pavilion having a community barbecue, free event, free lunch. And the idea is to offer support and commemorate those who have lost lives to overdose, and also supporting those that are currently in active addiction and those that are in recovery or seeking recovery. So it'll be a really meaningful time. As I said, it's a free lunch, but we'll have some guest speakers who will be sharing their stories to really highlight locally that we have an issue going on, and really that we can relate to one another in this situation. There will also be an opportunity for guests to share their own story. So through storytelling, we create connection and further support for one another.
And you're going to be training people about how to use naloxone too, right?
Yeah. So naloxone, which you've probably heard lots of her, is this kind of life-saving overdose medication that's administered to someone who's overdosing on opioids. So fentanyl being one of those really potent opioids. And there will be several agencies present at our event on Saturday who will have free naloxone, either in the injectable form or the nasal form, which is known as Narcan. And we really encourage many, or really anyone, to have Narcan on hand in case of an accidental overdose. But yeah, we will have a training on how to use that Narcan and how to recognize an overdose so you could potentially save a life yourself.
And when you've got the guest speakers, some of the stories are not always what people expect. And sometimes people can really be caught in that for a long time, but still get up out of it. It may be a long road out. It may be a bumpy back and forth road, but they look back a few years later and totally changed person.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely life-changing, whether it's you yourself who, you know, had an overdose scare or had a substance use disorder or addiction in the past, or maybe it was a loved one you've lost to overdose or addiction. And it's really hard to recover from that. There's a lot of healing time that goes to it. And so we really do want to even honor those individuals who are willing to share their story and their further work to prevent overdose with, among others, in the community.
And I understand the first 200 people that come out on Saturday, you've got t-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, as kind of an incentive to get individuals to join us, we've created and designed this International Overdose Awareness Day t-shirt. It has this year's theme on it saying, "Together We Can." And it's really just meant to be a reminder of the day's importance and the fact that we can continue to work together as a community to have positive change.
So that is Saturday, 11 to 2, and again, at Stewart Park Pavilion. Anything else people ought to know?
I just encourage you all to come out. We can work together as a community to lower our deaths from overdose.
All right. Cindy Hedrick from ADAPT, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.